Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Age of Radio.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies.
Mini episode.
And tonight. Guys, we just got back from our Southern Utah birthday road trip.
Hours ago.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're just getting back to all the cats getting up in our laps and the dog,
yes.
I don't know.
Losing his shit
because he's too tired
to
sleep.
He's so tired.
But during the trip, Sushi was basically a gentleman most of the time.
He was a good boy for his first road trip and basically being a baby still.
Yeah, just anxious as hell. That thankfully drained him of all energy. No,
I mean, a couple times.
For those of you who haven't heard us talking about another podcast, basically it was for my birthday.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Hey. Send all your presents to @EILFmovies. No. Basically, it was my birthday. I want to do a road trip. I had been to a bunch of the national parks in southern Utah, so I wanted to change that. We took the week off. I got a couple reservations and stuff. Me, Izzy, and Sushi went a nice little road trip.
We did.
In Gretchen, my real red Jeep.
Driving across the Mountain West in a red Jeep, drinking Mountain Dew, eating Doritos with a dog.
That's right, America's fuck.
Hell yeah.
Monday morning, we got up a little early, like around 7 or something like that. Did a little drive down, made a little stop at the little dog park there in Enoch, just outside of Cedar City.
Sushi stretch his little doggy legs.
Yeah, nice little dog park they had down
there. Very nice dog park. And it backed up to the animal shelter, which I thought was a really sweet idea.
Yeah. Yeah, so I hung out there for, half hour, 45 minutes?
Something like that.
I went to Springdale, which is a little town there just on the south end of Zion National Park. I stayed at a nice little hotel there, the Spring Hill Suites.
Oh, that was lovely.
It's actually really fucking nice.
Yeah, I can't believe they let us bring a dog in that room.
Yeah, it was. I mean, obviously it was extra fee or whatever, because they got to, de-pet it. Allergies and stuff, people don't.
Yeah, do and I'm sure they have, the rooms they put pets in and the rooms they don't put pets in.
But it was still fairly nominal fee.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. The hotel's nice. We had breakfast each morning.
Yeah,
nice little scrambled eggs and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sushi had sausage for breakfast.
Yeah. And then we went to the Zion National Park.
Zion!
And because we had the dog, we had to split up a little bit because I had never been there and you had apparently seen some of the sights.
Yeah, I went in 2009.
Oh, okay. So that long
ago. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a while ago, but I've at least seen some of the stuff. So Steve never had. So me and Sushi took the one dog friendly trail, the Paw Rest Trail. It's about 2 miles each way, so 4 miles round trip. They're not lying when they say there's no shade. Luckily, it was a nice cool day. Bring more water than you think you need.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's another thing. The weather of this trip.
Oh my god, it was
fucking gorgeous the entire time.
Absolutely
highs in the
gorgeous.
High 60s, low 70s.
Yeah.
And a little bit of wind and stuff, so you weren't too sweaty and stuff. It was perfect time.
Absolutely. I forgot to put on sunscreen and didn't really get too burned.
Yeah,
and I'm an albino.
Paw Rest Trail's nice and along the river. And you said there were 6 or 7 bridges or whatever.
Yeah, we found out Sushi's afraid of heights, and he definitely was a good boy and worked with me getting over those bridges. The only time we had a real problem was when bikes were coming and I literally had to slide him to the side.
Oh.
And he was just hunkered down trying to grip the bridge with his little paws. And then as soon as the bikes were over the bridge, he jumped back into the middle of it and was like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Nice. And meanwhile, I took the, they had this nice little like bus system there that takes you to like
the
most of the major spots. Yeah. Basically you'd suggested the Weeping Rock Trail, which is like maybe half mile each way. Like it was like 20 minutes round.
It's like a quarter mile each way, half a mile round trip.
Yeah.
But Weeping Rock is so cool.
Yeah,
and this year we had about 200% the moisture that Utah normally gets. So Weeping Rock wasn't just weeping, right?
Oh, it was damn downpour. No, it was like, really, it's like this little trail that goes back by like under a waterfall at this point. Like, because of how much water. I know usually it's like trickling or whatever. That was like everywhere else there on the sandstone cliff. The main part was just... It was so awesome. So it was like being in Iceland, only the exact opposite, like 8,000 feet elevation and drier and stuff, but still, like, under the waterfall is fantastic. And then I also took it to the end. It was like the temple of Sirawava or something like that.
Yeah, but it's the river walk.
Yeah, basically there's a little like mile and a half river walk trail. You walk along the river, and then at the end you would start like the Narrows Trail that like, goes through like little, I guess, like a little slot canyon or something.
Little. It's one of the greatest slot canyons on the planet.
True, but also...
Closed
for flooding. Like, even the path, it was like the stairs going down to, like, where normally, like, you walk a little bit to get to the Narrows and stuff, like, that was all flooded out. It was like a full river, but it was still just a wonderful little drive. The fucking red rock majesty of everything, like, fantastic. And then, I took the bus back, met up with you guys, and...
So the Paras Trail walks along, like, you get to see the patriarchs, which is the only patriarchy I'm interested in. you're just, like, walking along the cliff face, and put myself, like, in the mood. They have a nice little sign at the beginning that's, like, a walk through the valley at the pace of the original settlers and the original indigenous people who lived here. It was like... Yeah, that's how we're gonna like do it. Me and my ancient hunting dog.
Yeah,
definitely not trying to eat the all the electric e-bikes that were everywhere. I only screamed, "This is how you die!" to our dog like 7 times.
Well, you know.
Actually,
spoilers.
He did actually like about, I'd say the first mile, he was trying to eat every bike, bark at every dog, sniff every sniff, run, stop, run, stop, run, stop. And then he just sort of got in the pace and he was really good.
Nice.
And then on the way back, he was just so hot and tired, he didn't give a damn about anything.
Yeah, he was very tired. Oh, yeah, we went and had dinner there at the Zion Brew Pub or whatever.
Yeah.
Literally just, you can walk from it through the front gate of Zion National Park.
It's like
20
feet to the visitor center
because
you get to cut.
Yeah. Yeah, and the city of Springdale there has a nice little bus system too where, it goes for like the 5 miles of the main street or whatever there. Just hop on right up there and you can just walk across and you're in the park. And
Everybody, like, don't, if you have the opportunity, don't take your car to Zion. Like, park at the hotel. We did because we had the dog. Dogs can't raid the shuttle. But, like, if you get the chance, just leave it at your hotel. Catch a bus in. Take the shuttles. Hike some trails. And then just take all the shuttles back home to your hotel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Zion Brew Pub.
Yeah.
Good beer. Good
delicious
food.
Beer. Yeah. The Red Altar was, Red IPA was delicious.
Yeah, it's like their seasonal one they had going. It was
fantastic. Yeah, the Amber was delicious. The Kolsch was so refreshing.
Oh, very good on a hot day.
Yeah, sushi got
hot 72 degree day,
right?
Or whatever it was. Yeah.
Sushi got so many compliments about being a handsome gentleman.
Oh, yeah, and he was so exhausted. He was just kind of like looking around. Oh, yeah, we were giving him treats and stuff. Yeah.
And when you were ordering the Australian backpackers that were at the table next to us the first night, they all came over to give him pets.
Oh.
Because they recognize he had cattle dog in him, and they're like, "Oh, I got a dog like this just at him."
It's like, "Oh, meet you back home."
Yeah, it was so cute. Like the blonde girl who kept looking over, she was like ready to cry while she was petting him, and he was just so tired. He was like, "Okay."
She must have been exhausted. And basically, the next day, Tuesday,
Hey, we got Tuesday, our first full day.
Yeah, exactly. 24 hours into the trip. We took the little Zion Mount Carmel tunnel through the park and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, again, more Red Rock's majesty and wonderful like arches and shit along the way.
Yeah, we got to see, we got our picture at the Checkerboard Mountain.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so she got to bark at some bikers.
Right. And about 3 hours later, again, just driving through this gorgeous valley, like through these little towns where they're like Orderville and Hatch, whatever.
Kick ass in Orderville, not in Hatch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but, we'll save a dollar.
And then we drove past Bryce Canyon National Park because our destination was Willis Creek, the Willis Creek Trail in Cannonville. Was that the
It's part of the
Grand Staircase Escalante.
Yeah, National Park system or National Forest?
National Monument.
I think it's a monument.
Yeah, I don't know. Something.
At any rate, the national parks are very tight on dogs. If you are going on a dog friendly trip, national parks hard. They almost have no space for it. The national monuments and the state parks and the national forest, much more lenient on dogs.
Yeah.
But see, what was in Willis Creek that we were after?
Well, my wife found this nice little slot canyon trail that was about 3 miles each way. And
rated easy.
Yeah. I mean, getting there in the Jeep was super easy. I'll give it that.
We're rated easy hikers.
Yeah, totally.
We're not going on Naked and Afraid. We're not hiking the Appalachian Trail. Like,
we dressed in layers just in case. We were bringing our dog with plenty of
treats. Oh, and we were the lowest tech hikers.
Oh, yeah. Look, guys,
everybody was dressed like they were through hiking.
I was in shorts and a t-shirt and everybody's like,
what? I was in a denim skirt.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys are like loaded up like they went to Five Below or fucking what's the REI or whatever.
Big Five. Five Below's the $5 store.
Big Five, that's one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so for this particular canyon, particularly this time of year, you didn't need any special tech. We wore our sandals. Steve's got his Keen hiking sandals.
Yeah.
Do you recommend them?
Absolutely, yeah. Look, Slot Canyon, I had socks with my sandals because I'm that old now. No. But it was mostly just to keep from getting blisters and stuff with sandals. And
everybody out there who wants to make fun, that is actually a hardcore hiker hack.
That's right.
You wear socks with your sandals because they will dry faster than boots will.
That's right.
And they'll keep the sandals from gathering too much dirt between the straps and giving you blisters. That is a legitimate technique.
Absolutely.
Worn by like the people who spend 6 months on the trail.
That's right. But
I did not wear socks. I just wore my Chacos, which I highly recommend. We sort of had two different techniques doing the slot canyon.
Yeah. Seeing how they were, because we're beginners, unfamiliar kind of thing.
Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, a slot canyon is the ones you see pictures of where the walls are like up over your head. It's very, very narrow because the water's just cut through. So you're basically hiking in a stream.
Yeah, but even like when we started, a nice little stream or whatever going through. Apparently, it had rained like the day before, so there was a little bit going through. And we had to do a lot of like hopping over the stream to get to the other side because it'd be like maybe 10 feet across the slot canyon.
Yeah,
but max. You know, 5 or 6 of it might be the river at some point, and others it's like a little lower. Blah blah blah. But yeah, just kind of hopping around and forth, and the dog, like, of course, splashing along the way, I love this. This is great on my feet.
He was straight up playing at some points, just, like, seeing how hard he could slap his paw so he could splash himself in the face. It was really cute.
Yeah. And you just look at this canyon, and it looks like it's basically just, like, almost, like, drilled down. Like it's just this little water just flowing down, taking a little silt and whatever with it. And it's like, over the course of, thousands of years or whatever, you get these 100-foot... kind of jagged, weird, limestone, sandstone, whatever, walls. And it's just a little stream, just the whole time. Maybe a couple times a year it gets up to a real river.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so Willis Creek Canyon, like, it has a few, like, little thin slots, and then it opens up in other areas. So it's very, very safe to hike. Slot canyons, because you're just walking on a 10-foot... basically creek can get real dangerous if water's coming down and you but this one's just like real easy. You do need four-wheel drive to get to it. The road in was harder than the hike.
The road in actually wasn't that bad. Like, it was well graded and stuff. There's definitely a couple points where it's like we saw the people that like showed up in just like a rental.
It was like a Nissan like Versa
Altima or something. I think they like got about
They got up that first hill and then we're like,
nope. There's no way I'm good. Because there's a couple, like, you know, parts where, yeah, a 4x4 yeah. Jeep will get you through there. Like we didn't need to put it in four-wheel drive, but yeah. there were some divots. You might bottom out and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. You want higher clearance. There were some divots in the road where people had obviously done it when it was too muddy and dug it out.
Yeah.
We drove through literally a dam.
Oh, yeah.
The spillway of a little dam. Oops, sorry. Did I unplug it?
You unplugged the power.
How? How did I do that?
Because you kicked the wire.
I didn't mean to.
I know. I got it.
Oh.
You gotta put it in straight, not at an angle. Like that. There we go.
Okay. So Steve had mentioned when we started this, like, I'd love to do a slot canyon. I don't know if we can do the narrows, but I would like to do something like that. So
yeah, totally.
I saved a few in my little all trails hiking guide. Steve, did you get what you wanted out of the slot canyon?
Absolutely. All that and more. Guys, I highly recommend it. It was gorgeous. It was a beautiful blue sky. Not like a cloud. I've never seen a sky so blue, as they say in Billy.
Yeah. And against the red and like grayish tan rocks, it just was stunning. The dog had a great time.
Oh, by the way, if you want to see pictures of all this, I'm probably going to get them on EILFmovies.com or whatever. Or hit us up on Facebook. You guys should know how to find me if you really care. It was fantastic. We had one of those the freeze dry or whatever
Blue Mountain or something. We had one of the backpacker meals. I had some left over from a past camping trip.
It was like the pad thai or whatever.
We had the pad thai. We'd gotten some hot water at the complimentary breakfast in the morning in our thermal bottle and came back, and we had that. And sushi had beef jerky.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because he's a spoiled brat.
Little bougie princess. Highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm. And it really wasn't too muddy, because that was the other thing I thought it was gonna be, which is why I was like, I'm just gonna do sandals because I don't want to like have muddy boots in the truck. It was awesome.
And it was one of those things, like, worst case, if it were super muddy, we decided, or the river was, you know, the stream or whatever going through was too much, we'd have just, we have to turn around and do Bryce Canyon instead.
Yeah. But So
have a backup, you know.
Yeah. Like, definitely if you're going to do a slot canyon, be prepared to not be able to do it that day, just because things happen and it can get real dangerous. But yeah, everything worked out gorgeous.
Yeah.
And when we got back to town after driving back past Bryce Canyon,
back
through Zion. Oh, so difficult.
Seeing it from another angle. Bleh, so boring.
I know. Our third pass through.
By the way, if you're that person, fuck you.
Right.
Anyway, no.
Our third pass through in Zion in under 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did we go after that?
Oh, we went to Zion Brew Pub again for dinner.
Zion Brew Pub. Hey, it was dog friendly, and we could use a beer.
Yeah. Also, apparently, there's no fucking pizza place in Springdale.
There was one,
and I guess it was closed on a Tuesday or something like that. I'm like, you're losing out, fucker.
We went in on off season. Officially, it's not peak season.
Hey, you know what, guys? Recommend right here. Go in the off season.
Oh yeah.
That's how we've done it.
Oh yeah. That's how we've done the whole big five now.
That's right. Ugh. So next day, day three, Wednesday or whatever.
Yeah. Load up the car. We're switching hotels.
That's right. But first, we got to go to Bryce Canyon National Park.
Yeah.
What's Bryce Canyon? What is that?
Oh, Bryce Canyon is a national park. It's one of the big five. If you've ever seen the pictures of the red, let's face it, vibrator-looking rock formations, those are called hoodoos.
Yeah.
They're not vibrators or dildos or dicks, but they look like all of the above.
Yep, so I guess Bryce Canyon is just a canyon filled with these giant sandstone dildos, as my wife puts it. Just as far as the eye can see off into the distance now. But it's just gorgeous. Like mm-hmm. Google it right now. We saw that there's like snow on the side and stuff. Like, it was,
we saw the white-tailed Utah prairie dogs.
Oh, you saw them. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you said you saw some too.
I saw the sign for it.
I got to see some and they screamed at me and sushi.
Oh, nice.
You can't get too close to them though because they have plague.
But yeah,
they have the plague.
Like all dogs, am I right, Sushi?
But Sushi didn't bark at him back. He just wagged his tail like he does at the deer.
Nice.
I was trying so hard to not buy clothes this trip, but I was very cold that day. being a extra 1,000 feet up or whatever, 2,000 feet up that we were.
Yeah, it was pretty early too. Like it was like 9 a.m. or something when we got there.
And there was snow.
Yeah, there was snow.
And I didn't grab my jacket, so I bought an awesome sweatshirt. Also, it was Bryce Canyon's centennial this year.
Apparently, yeah.
We didn't even know this.
1923 to 2023, baby.
Woo! So yeah, happy birthday, Bryce Canyon. We were pretty tired from doing 10 miles worth of hikes the last 2 days before.
Yeah.
So we just stuck to the sunrise to sunset trail, which overviews the majority of the canyon and like the hoodoos and that. It is also a dog friendly trail, which is awesome. It's paved, which means it's wheelchair friendly and walker friendly and whatnot. But yeah, and he did very good.
He did very good, which is out of character for him.
Right? He didn't bark at every dog. He even ignored a couple of them. He didn't bark at every
guys with sunglasses. Yeah.
Yeah. And hats.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty good. Yeah, and it was like a 20-30 minute walk. It was like a mile round trip, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty easy one, but gorgeous views. Be sure to check out the picture of me holding sushi hostage.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of those along this trip, but that one, I think that was the first one.
No, that was the second one, because the first one was in the Slot Canyon.
That's right, that's right.
Guys, apparently when I hug my dog, he gets a look like I have a gun to his head.
Like you should be holding a newspaper and like, no cops, no funny stuff.
Apparently I'm full Elmira.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the one trail you can do with the dog there in Bryce Canyon. But hey, they have this wonderful like 12 mile or something like scenic drive or whatever that basically goes to little outlooks.
Stop sushi.
Basically goes to outlooks like along the other canyons and stuff that have more of the hoodoos and all that. So we took that little drive. Saw
We saw the Natural Bridge. Oh, we saw the Azure Canyon. Part of the drive was blocked off due to snow and mudslides, so we didn't get to do the full scenic drive.
Juju.
But that's what you get for going in the off season during a year where everybody has 200% of the snowpack.
Yeah.
But it was gorgeous. We had a great time.
Absolutely. And and with Bryce, we were basically done by like, what, 12:30 or something like that? Like right around lunchtime?
We had another backpacker lunch. Yes. We had the yellow curry.
Yellow curry, that's right.
Yeah, guys, the it's I think it's Blue Mountain.
That sounds right.
Backpacker meals, they last for like a decade. You can just have a couple in your camping stuff. They're really tasty. We enjoy them.
Oh yeah.
You just add hot water.
Yeah. And then we left Bryce Canyon, you know, wrapped up in a couple hours, and then we took Scenic Byway 12 through Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument or whatever it is.
Yeah, we took the lower drive because there's the lower drive and the upper drive, and we were right at the dividing point.
Oh, okay, okay. But along the way, I mean, again, more majesty, more beautiful rock faces, and then there was also a petrified forest along the way.
Yeah, it's a state park, Utah State Park.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Because they're basically like, "Hey, dogs can go anywhere humans can." And I'm like, "All right, cool."
Yeah, and they had a beautiful lake for fishing and camping and boating on.
Yeah,
and they had a 100-foot petrified tree.
Yeah, but it was at least like 50 or 60 feet. But this petrified tree log, basically.
Yeah.
And then, they have a little path that goes for like a mile or two around there to see like other petrified forest things. And shit. Like,
All right. So this trail is less than a mile long. So we're like, we can do this. And they got the entrance was like, it's rated strenuous, but it's not that bad. Guys, it's just like 1,000 feet straight up at like a 90-degree angle.
I mean,
I might have been tired by that
point. It's not for everybody. But we had a busy couple of days, but it was also heat of the day.
Yeah.
It was like whatever.
And it was warmer there than it was at Bryce.
Because there's no shade there on the cliff face and everything. But it was like, we got about probably about halfway through. We're like, you know what? We should just go back. Let's do that.
Yeah. Well, when it was like, all right, it's going to go up another 200 feet.
Yeah. But it was pretty cool. And it was, what, $10 a person or whatever to get in there?
$10 total.
$10 total. There you go. Even better.
Yeah. Drinks were...
They were like $1, right?
Half off, but it was only $2 for the Mountain Dew. So Steve got some Mountain Dews. We got some canned hydrogen water.
Oh, yeah.
So we were hydronated.
And stuff. After Pitch Red Forest, we drove through, I don't know what this area is called, but it's where, like, the lower Calf Creek Trail we were
thinking about doing. Yeah, we were contemplating, another but we were just canyon. Way too tired.
But yeah, that whole area, like, it's this valley. Puck, dog. Come on, buddy, come up here. Stop being a bitch. Come on.
I need you to chill, puppy.
Yes, I know, everything's back to normal. Fuck you.
I will stick your ass outside.
But yeah, it's this gorgeous area, lots of, like, canyons and stuff, and the road going through there, like, it's windy. Like, Sushi was not enjoying it at all, but...
And it really hikes up an incline. You go from...
Oh, yeah, you go down, like, into the valley, you do a lot of winding roads,
you're down to, like, 3,600 feet, and then you go up to 9,000 feet.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. But worth it. It's this gorgeous fucking drive
Absolutely.
Out there.
It's amazing. Landscape goes from, like, moon rocks. Like, it's literally, like, this, like, it's, like, sandstone white cliffs with red dirt on top and then black round lava rocks just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like they're just going to come alive and start crawling around.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
Then it turns into, like, these big red jagged cliffs. And then it gets really lush because you have the river going through and the waterfalls. And then it turns into an alpine forest.
Yeah, just absolutely gorgeous. But
absolutely.
Yeah, you come out the other side of the forest. Basically, after about an hour or so, you come to... Yeah. Sorry, Lower Calf Creek. It's another one of them narrow trails we were talking about doing.
It has narrows and then it comes out to...
Oh, yeah, it's a little narrow trail. We'll have to make another trail.
Yeah, it has narrows and it opens up to, like... A big, like, natural bowl that has a waterfall and a swimming hole, and it's just phenomenal. According to the pictures. Yeah. We haven't done it yet, but future trip.
Absolutely. But yeah, we come out of the summit and everything. About a half hour later, you come in a little town of, oh my god, what was it called? Tori!
Oh, and then this is where...
All right.
Where Izzy was ready to burn shit down.
So, we've had a pretty long day. We've been
Izzy
through, like,
was pretty tired.
Three national parks. It was a busy day, right?
Sushi'd really had a hard time at the top of the summit. I think his ears popped.
Yeah.
So, what we decided, but he was, like, really stressing out. It would have been hard.
Yeah.
And it's hard to have a crying puppy in the back of the seat when you know you have another hour to drive.
True. But we get pulled into town, went to the Wonderland RV park. One of the top rated parks. It's right there, basically at the intersection of Byway 12 and, like, the entrance of Capitol Reef.
So Wonderland RV Park, our story with them begins when we first booked our accommodations, like 3 months ago.
Okay, so 3 months ago, I actually made a reservation at Sand Creek RV Park.
Yeah, we're going to rent a little cabin.
Yeah,
this could
a little
be
cabin.
So cute.
It'd be great. Have the dog in there too, blah, blah, blah. We got a call during the Cincinnati trip, right?
Mm-hmm. There it was a month before this trip.
Yeah, yeah. And they were basically like, hey, so error, we double booked, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to cancel your reservation. Is that okay? And I was like, wait, what? Hold on.
No, you need to make this right.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you talking about? So anyway, long story short, obviously that got canceled. But because Wonderland had cabins open and stuff too. Cool.
Yeah, so they booked us with Wonderland.
Went on the website. Pets are allowed, of course. Obviously, whatever. I'm a little skeptical, so I call.
Yeah. Yeah, like, when we got home from Cincinnati, Steve specifically called that Monday and was like, hey.
Hey, I got a cabin coming in a month or so. I just wanted to make sure pets are allowed, blah, blah, blah. And the person answered the phone was like, oh, yeah, of course. Blah, blah. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
No worries.
Apparently, pets are allowed on the property, just not in the cabins.
You just have to keep them in your car at all times.
And it's my fault for not specifically asking, hey, pets are allowed in the cabin of which I'm speaking, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, I also found out calling another place, you have to specify the cabin that I'm staying in, not just cabins in general, because other places... Anyway, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I know, right, Sushi?
Total bullshit. Yeah, so they have a rule that animals can't stay in a vehicle for more than 3 hours unaccompanied.
Yeah.
And their solution to, we could stay in the cabin, but the dog couldn't. The dog could sleep in the car. So what they were basically saying is, like, your bitch wife and the dog could stay in the car and you can have the cabin to yourself, sir. That's the way I took it.
He was very nice. You assume everyone is calling you an asshole at all times. Because you call him an asshole on the podcast all the time.
Yeah. No, but you know what? Fuck Wonderland RV Park. Yeah. Cabin's full of lies.
But
you know what wasn't full of lies?
What's that, babe?
The Aquarius Inn.
Aquarius Inn in Bicknell, about 7 miles away. Yeah, so Aquarius Inn, they had availability. Mm-hmm.
And they actually accept pets.
They do accept pets. Triple check. They're allowed in the rooms, right? I don't have to keep them out in the fucking car overnight when it's freezing outside.
The poor gal when I called was like so confused. She's like, of course your dog can come in your room. Yeah. Like, okay, because we're leaving an RV park. Who lied to us?
Yeah.
And she's like,
and now we're driving
so
to a different
weird.
Town 10 minutes away, you know.
And let's face it, you hear like Aquarius in, and we kind of check the Facebook page. It looks a little rough and ready.
Oh, trust me. When we were pulling up to it, I'm like, oh, this is why they have availability
this
time
is
of
a little
year.
Burned
blah, blah, blah.
Out.
Yeah. It's
a property
like,
in transition.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It looked like you would kind of expect. And, you know, we got the keys, real keys. Another sign
Not
that's
a key
like,
card,
okay,
like
traditional.
An actual old school key.
Yeah.
I think those plastic key holders have to be from the 70s.
Yeah.
I took a picture of them.
From what we could tell, nobody else was at the hotel. Like, there were no cars. But, you know, this was also like, what, 4 or 5 in the afternoon or something.
Yeah.
Like, they're all having fun, dinner, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. But we're pulling up.
I don't think
there
was anybody else in the town.
Yeah, the town itself. Yeah,
is...
the place next door, like, huge parking lot for this Mexican restaurant, I don't think it was open the entire time.
It
like,
didn't
there was
come
nothing
up.
Ever parked there.
Yeah, I think it's closed permanently.
It was kind of like one of those little drive-through towns you see, like, you know, whatever. So pulling up, it's like, okay, this is. You know, it was about twice as expensive as Wonderland Every Park was for the cabin. By the way, the cabin was like 6 foot by 6 foot. It was basically big enough for the bed. That was basically it. We knew that going in, though. And whatever.
Yeah, we were going to make it work.
So,
so
you
we
know,
get our,
the
we
keys.
Get our physical keys with our 70s keychains.
Go up to the... Oh, we forgot to mention. When we were stopping to get gas, or we were trying to use a restroom in Cannonville after we left Bryce... And we pulled into Sinclair that was also, like, a motel next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, babe, what did we see waiting for us when we pulled up? The mattresses?
Oh!
The mattresses with, like, bedbug blood stains and
grand
everything.
Grand Staircase Inn.
Yeah.
It was a big old Victorian building. It was a gorgeous building. And, yeah, we were like, we're going to use the bathroom. Maybe we'll top off. We'll get some drinks. We pull up. And it almost blocking the door to get into the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
Was, yeah, two, like, king-size mattresses covered in bedbug and urine and bloodstains.
Yeah, yeah. And the furniture right next to it, like, just waiting for somebody is still like, no, that's a trap. That's a trap. Don't you take that.
And
but
we were like,
we just
we're not
backed
even
right
gonna
out
get gas.
And went, like, maybe in the next town 20 minutes away we'll be able to go. But, so this was 3 hours earlier when we had seen that.
Yeah.
And now we're going to this new place that looks fucking empty at the time, blah, blah, blah. Kind of an older property, like maybe in the 50s or whatever.
Yeah.
We're like, okay.
We're trying to set our expectations.
We're going into a pet room. We know it's a pet room. We know typically, blah, blah, blah.
It's a hotel from the 60s or 70s that accepts pets.
Like, we're about to walk into a horror movie, right?
Yeah.
Open up the door. Huge. Huge fucking room.
It's bigger than our last apartment.
It was dark. Like you know, didn't have like the lights in the ceiling
and
stuff. Like, I had like a light in like each far
like
corner.
Like two plugging lights.
But yeah, easily like 400 or 500 square foot like living room.
Yeah.
Like just huge. Yeah. And there's like two queen beds on one side and the other side like, you know, like a 36 inch TV.
I think it was bigger than that, but it looked tiny on that gigantic
wall. It
looked
very tiny.
A separate sink room and then a separate toilet and shower room.
Yeah. Like so we're like, okay. It's big, I'll give it that. It's a little dark, whatever, you know, lighting,
smelled
whatever.
A little updates, pet, blah, blah. But overall smelled pretty clean.
Yeah, actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Of course, Steve being Steve.
Steve's hotel.
What happened a couple hours earlier? I gotta check that mattress.
We gotta do a bed bug check. Gotta do a bed bug check.
Lift up those sheets. Not bad.
Fucking clean. The sheets were older.
Yeah.
They were well worn.
Yeah.
But they were clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was no bed bug stains. We checked the box spring edge.
Did.
By the way, guys, check for bed bugs. Just, you don't even have to pull the whole sheet off. You can, but be prepared for horrors you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Just pull it up in where the box spring and the top mattress meet. The bed bugs, that's where the bed bugs hide, and you will find blood stains along there if there are bed bugs. Not a one on either.
Yeah, and for being a pet room, one of the nicer smelling pet rooms I've ever been in.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, Sushi, he was like wandering around like, I smell pet. Like, yeah, okay, you're going to, please, whatever. And he raised the leg like he was just about to be like, no, buddy, we'll go outside. But yeah.
Yeah.
Overall,
he
Aquarius Inn, highly recommend.
Yeah.
Worth the, you know,
definitely.
Like $100 or less.
It's retro.
It is
retro. Be prepared to be transformed back into the 80s with the colorful bedspread duvet covers and everything. But the satellite TV worked great. Yeah. It had a DVD player in the room.
Sure did.
The shower head pressure. Holy cow. Oh, that was great. For being an old shower.
Yeah, and we're on the top floor and everything too.
We're on the top floor. Yeah. The shower was super clean. I forgot to tell you, when I took my rings off to take a shower, my wedding ring dropped behind the toilet.
Nope.
And I was like, here is the destiny. Yeah. I have to reach behind the 1970s toilet. Spotless back there.
Yeah.
Perfectly clean. And I had to go all the way back.
Yeah. Yeah. Aquarius Inn. Check it out. Bicknell, Utah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Like, highly recommend it. It's felt very much like the owners maybe didn't have the property super long and are trying to upgrade it on a budget.
Yeah.
Oh, and it had a wheelchair lift for the second floor.
Yeah.
Accessibility friendly.
There you go. And babe, around that time, I don't know about you, I was getting fucking hungry.
Oh my God, I was starving.
So what did we eat?
We found, as seen on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, curry pizza.
Curry pizza, baby.
The curry pizza in Bicknell, Utah.
Bicknell, Utah. Yeah, as you might expect, it's a pizza place owned by Indian family.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, mix, like, they use like curries for some of the sauces and have like a lot of different combinations of stuff.
You can get curry, you can get pizza, you can get pizza with curry on it.
That's right. We got the tikka masala.
We got the tikka masala pizza the first night and the garlic cheese naan.
Oh yeah, that was real good too. Yeah, highly recommend them.
Yeah.
Apparently they're all over Utah. I think the closest one is like down by Salt Lake or South Jordan or something like that.
Lehigh or something.
They're opening one in Rexburg soon. Rexburg, woo! Idaho. Shout out.
Shout out to Rexburg, Idaho.
Shout out to BYU, Idaho, whatever it's called up there now. Formerly Rexburg College. Yeah. So yeah, we had that. Went to bed. Boom.
Yeah. It was awesome. Oh my God. We were in bed by like 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a long day.
Sushi made himself a little crate under the table by the door.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next day, hey, we're, the city of Torrey, or well, I guess Bicknell's 10 minutes away, but yeah, it's right by the opening of Capitol Reef National Park, the last of the big five we hadn't been to.
Yeah. One of the least visited national parks in Utah. It's a toss up between that and Canyonlands.
Yeah.
And if you guys remember our Canyonlands episode, you guys know Izzy's love of an empty and abandoned national park.
That's right.
Or if you remember our Yellowstone. I love me an empty park.
Yeah, but yeah, we went there. Guys, this one's free too. Like all the other ones, you have to pay $40 to get in, unless you have an annual pass like some big ballers.
Which, if you're gonna do a national park visit, just get the interagency pass.
Yeah, it's like $80, and if it's one like Bryce and them, it's $35 or $40 or whatever each time you go in. So it's like you go twice. Guess what? It's paid for.
Yeah, Grand Escalante. Almost everything is free. You have to pay to camp, and there was like one trail you had to pay. Oh, the scenic drive you had to pay, but we had the pass. It was the self-pay station.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you
go. But it's a self-pay station, so I mean, support your national parks, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, they have 200-year-old fruit orchards, which certain times of the year you can go and pick fruit for free.
Oh, we had that pie, the strawberry rhubarb
pie. We got a strawberry rhubarb pie made with stuff that had been grown there. So obviously it's not strawberry season.
Yeah.
So they had it canned. They sold the canned preserves at the Gifford House. That was was in there. Yeah, nice. Yeah, they have like a bunch of like handmade sort of pioneer-inspired crafts at the Gifford House. I got Steve and I some books. I got myself The Frugal Housewife, published in like 1850. And I got Steve the guide to pioneering to the Old West.
Yeah, there you go. So I know what to expect with the, what was it? It was like the personalities of the native people or whatever.
That was the one you opened up to right away.
Like, wait, what? Okay, this is going to be a great read.
Yeah. I mean, it's from like 1850.
Yeah. So I'm definitely, there's going to be no N-words. There's going to be no engines. yeah, it's going to be great. But what Capitol Reef may be more famous for than their fruit orchards that are in the...
Hey, and the fruit engine. Orchards are the dog-friendly portion. So we did a nice little hike around them. Gorgeous old trees. I have the catio open.
So it was just a fat cat flopping upstairs. Yes. Okay. I don't know if you guys heard that, but it was pretty like, did somebody just fall over and pass out up there?
Guys, when Cameron is our chonker, and she has the tiniest feet, which makes her feel twice as heavy, but like when Cameron comes down the stairs, Steve is light-footed, even though he's a large man. I am heavy-footed because I am a drunken moose. Cameron is louder than me coming downstairs. Cameron is heavier than this fat bitch in Birkenstocks. But nobody's louder coming down the stairs than my mom. Hi, Mom.
Oh, my God.
How is that tiny woman so goddamn loud?
It seems she's, like, jumping, like, each time she goes down. Like, I can't put all the weight on one foot. I got a two-footer. No, okay.
What is Capitol Reef known for?
It's incredible rock formations. Yes, woo! We're back to the red rock formations and stuff. Yes! And these beautiful canyons and stuff. Like, we took this little scenic drive, like, what, mm-hmm. 9-10 miles again or whatever.
Yeah.
And the last little bit, it's basically... Like, it's more a wash than, like, a Narrows Canyon or, like, mm-hmm. Narrows Trail or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, like, a little two-lane road, like, just wide enough for two cars, like, dirt road. You go down in there. You're basically driving down, like, this canyon, like, right. In the Last Crusade.
So the scenic drive is paved. So yeah, if you're going in a little car, yes. Yes. Scenic drive is great. Then there is an unpaved portion
that's the Capitol Gorge.
It is very flat. If you don't have a lowrider, you can totally do it in a car. We saw plenty of little cars.
Yeah, yeah.
But just take it nice and slow. There's plenty of time. Don't be like the lady and her husband who were parked in the middle of the road taking pictures and then low-key, like, pretty much flashing us the bird to tell us to go around.
Like, I'm sorry, you have your reverse lights on. I'm staying back here watching what the hell you're doing because I think you're trying to turn around. Like, oh, you're backing up 4 feet for a slightly different picture somehow? You're an idiot.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Gorgeous. Absolutely drive. Gorgeous. Yeah, yeah, you drive through some narrows.
Yeah. And then at the end, you reach the end, a little restroom and stuff there. That's sort mm-hmm. of a trail that goes to where you can see, like, petroglyphs or...
Mm-hmm. And the Pioneer Register, where the pioneers would mark on the canyon that they had come through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do not mark the canyons. No. You are not one of the pioneers.
Exactly.
Don't join in. Yeah, but we could not take the dog on that trail, and we respected it. No, also, as mentioned, we were exhausted at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, so we just drove back, did a little, the Grand Wash, which is another little offlet for another mile or two to see a couple.
And we didn't finish going through it because we didn't see the Cassidy Arch. We thought we found it, but we saw a different arch, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah, we were, Sushi was getting a little hot and a little anxious on the windy roads, and definitely.
Yeah, but the dirt is just kind of shaking the jeep and stuff a little bit. Yeah.
But, absolutely gorgeous. 100% worth it.
Yeah.
Guys, go see Capitol Reef. It's just stunning.
It's free. Come on, guys.
Yeah, you can see the Golden Throne, which is a huge gold mountain surrounded by all these red rocks. You can see the goosenecks, which are like hoodoos that haven't fully formed.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stunning. A whole bunch of the balancing rocks, the giant boulders that are just balancing little pedestal, which I love a good balancing rock.
I was like, how is that staying there? Like, it's definitely not perfectly balanced or anything. It's
There's
just
like
kind
of
like
one little vein of granite holding it up.
Yeah, you expect like one little bird's going to land on it or poop on it or something. It goes, right? And it starts rolling down like the opening to Indiana Jones or something, but no. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, so Capitol Reef is a long and narrow national park, and they were saying that it was part of a big cataclysmic event a few million years ago where one side of the Earth rose up 800 feet over the other side of it, and that's what caused it. And then between, like, just erosion and that, it's created this valley.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Absolutely stunning. And then the other side you're looking at that doesn't have the big rock formations, still super fascinating. Again, you have those like little round black lava rocks just sitting on top of the red rock, and it's like, where did these come from? And then you think it's flat, and then you sort of get a different angle and you realize it's just a ton of little canyons.
Yeah,
just all these gorges and washes. By the way, don't park in the washes. That's how you're going to lose your car if it starts raining.
Yeah, not even if it's raining there. If it's raining several towns over, but the water is just reaching you now, that's how it happens. Yeah, be careful out there, guys.
And 1 foot of water going at 1 mile an hour is enough to roll a car over.
Oh, yeah. Totes.
But yeah.
So we
ended up having lunch at the Gifford House coming back.
That's right, yeah.
We had the rest of our pizza. Yeah,
leftover pizza, because we're classy.
Yeah, we got our pie.
Yeah,
Sushi got to sushi roll in some grass under the table.
And then on the way back to the hotel, we stopped by Etta Place Cidery.
What?
And oh, what's this I've got here with me?
Is that Etta Place cider?
It's actually Etta Place fig mead from Etta's Reserve. The bee is more honored than other animals, not because she labors, but because she labors for others. St. John Chrysanthemum? No, I don't know. Chrysostom? Whatever. For our first foray into the melomel or fruited mead styles, we co-fermented rehydrated figs and wildflower honey. Pairs well with cheeses, fruits, and buttery pastries. Long evenings by a fire, good books, and good friends. 14% alcohol by volume.
Woo!
Contains sulfites. But yeah, at a place cidery, mm-hmm. I guess Ruben and Erica are friends of the owners.
Friends of the podcast, Ruben and Erica recommended.
And hold on, got a little Steve, screw top.
Steve's got to screw this bottle real quick. Get a screw her before he pops your top.
And looking at this skinny ass bottle, there's probably what, like 12 ounces in here or something?
Does it say?
Not that I can. Oh, 375 milliliters. So, yeah, like 12 ounces. Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess Montel.
Oh, his top.
Nice.
I have some glasses for us.
Ooh.
Just do a light pour to start.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
That's probably good.
We got a little bit more in there, right? Yeah, here.
It's going to try and make it 2 servings, but there's not enough in there.
Like I said, it'll be about 6 ounces each, so yeah, that's about right.
All right. Yeah, so this is a gorgeous deep brown, has like auburn highlights. Mm. It is a flat beverage, no bubbles.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm salivating.
Malty, but yeah, delicious.
It smells like honey, just right off the nose. Wow. And yeah, you get the fig as well. I love figs, by the way. Mm. Smells like honeys and figs. Steve's going in for the sip.
Oh, man. It tastes stronger than 14% almost.
It's because it's really dry. It's not terribly sweet.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate. You totally get the fig, like, on the back of your tongue.
Yeah, it's like almost like
you get the fig aromatics, like it tastes like it will trick you into thinking it's sweeter than it is.
Yeah, like fig. It's like kind of, I guess not earthy is the right word. Like
a little earthy, that date fig, like sweet, like sticky.
Yeah.
It's almost
goes great with honey. Yeah.
Almost cloying, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like just that thick, sticky, almost molassesy. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I recommend that.
Finishes really clean on the tongue.
Yeah, very dry and delicious. Like, so yeah, at a place, cidery, fig mead. Check it out.
Oh, such
and they also have ciders, probably coming on future episodes, though. So yeah, after that, went back to the hotel. I watched the NFL draft because I'm a fucking nerd.
I watched it with you.
By the way, go Eagles.
Woo!
they really won that first round, I think. Probably got the best player in the draft, and then probably top 10 with the 30th pick. So there we go. And then, curry pizza again.
This time we got the Old World Mediterranean with the honey curry on it, which tasted like barbecue sauce with curry powder in it.
Yeah.
And I'm not against it.
Yeah. Like,
it could have used a little more heat for me, but I get why they do it, having lived in Utah.
Yeah, like more traditional curry or like a peanut curry or something. I know they had on some of their pizzas. But yeah, with the mushrooms and the very like regular sausage and spiny sausage and stuff, fantastic. Highly recommend. And then, basically today, Friday or whatever, we just drove back. We stopped in Nephi to stretch our legs and stuff with the doggo. Went to the Roy Dog Park. We stopped in Layton so we could get, 20 ribeyes for $40 from a meat truck.
Yeah, meat truck.
Sounds like a scam, guys, and it kind of is, but if you just get the ribeyes for $40 here, getting out there pretty good. But yeah, that was basically our trip, and now we're back, and the pets are freaking each other out again by coexisting.
Yeah,
Sushi was a perfect gentleman for most of the trip.
He was a really good boy. What rating would you give Sushi, who is a 1-year-old cattle dog mix on his first road trip?
I'll give him a 10. Not a 10+. I mean, Maybe if he hadn't damn near lacerated the back of my knee with his leash. No, he was fantastic.
He was really good, and a lot of the problems that he had on this trip, he will grow out of. But yeah, he was a good boy. Steve and I are used to just the two of us. We're not used to having a kid.
Yeah,
and we had a kid.
Oh, but kids are allowed in rooms. Fucking idiot. Anyway,
dude, seriously, Sushi is a perfect gentleman in the hotel rooms. Like, totally, yeah. He's absolutely doing less damage than people's 3-year-olds. 1,000%. Guess who's not?
Most people's wives. Am I right? Anyway, you know who you are when you spill wine on something.
Was it the first hotel you ever took me to? The first thing I did was drop the wine glass.
Yeah, that's right. Like, was it the Sonora Lodge or whatever?
Yeah.
Sonoma?
It didn't have wine in it, but I just, like... Yeah. It was on the fucking entryway. Like, how was I supposed to not knock that over?
It was one of those super chintzy glass wine flutes or whatever. Champagne flutes.
Yeah. And I, like, took it to the front desk crying, and they were like, we have boxes of these! Don't you even worry!
We have boxes of these cheap shit we got from Big Lots. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But, babe, now the time has come.
Yeah.
We are going to rank the Mighty Five, as they're called here in Utah.
Oh, no.
All right. And guys, basically these are all like 10s and 10 pluses, but...
Yeah, all right. Let's just say like everything here is a 10. So we are doing the best of the best.
Yeah, so the Mighty Five are Arches National Park, Bryce Canyon,
mm-hmm.
Canyonlands,
mm-hmm.
Capitol Reef,
mm-hmm.
and Zion.
All right.
Do we have, like, a number five? Like, a worst of those, or...
A worst of those? Oh, that's so hard.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, Capitol Reef, maybe?
See, I'm thinking Bryce. Maybe just because...
Really?
It's a smaller park, and it's more crowded.
I mean, yeah, definitely more popular, so yeah, more crowded and stuff, but... I mean, I really like Bryce. Like, Bryce might be, like, right... Okay, let's start with the top then. Canyonlands? Is it still Canyonlands?
My top is still Canyonlands.
Yeah, mine would be Canyonlands too.
I cannot talk Canyonlands up enough. I will go back there 100 times.
All right. Then what's your second after Canyonlands then?
I gotta say, I think it might be Zion, just because it was one of the first ones I really fell in love with.
Yeah, Zion really reminded me of like a smaller version of Yosemite.
Yeah, it's a mini Yosemite. Like it feels like a more doable Yosemite. Yeah, and it is very full still, but they have a really good system. Yeah,
they got
in
shuttles
place.
And stuff to get you around.
Yeah,
and...
they have a ton of bike trails, and a ton of people can just rent like both the electric bikes and the regular bikes in town and ride them in. And it really like it. I think it. They manage the impact really well.
Okay.
Because I've gone in August, too.
So, Zion above Arches?
Yeah, for me, I think Arches might be my number four.
Oh, okay.
I like Arches, but again, it gets so full so quick.
Yeah, well, yeah. when they're turning people away like 9 a.m. and stuff.
Yeah, when it's 6 a.m., we're like bumping into people. It's a busy, busy park. And Arches is absolutely gorgeous, but again, it's not like... a super big park, and there's a ton of people who are going to it.
So then Capitol Reef?
Capitol Reef's my number three. I loved it.
Okay. Yeah,
and I would like to explore more of it.
It was nice,
oh, yeah. But... Oh, no, there's no bad one. So
So
what's your... All right, so your number one is still Canyonlands.
Canyonlands probably up there.
Capitol Reef's your number five. What's 2, 3, and 4?
I'd probably put Zion above Arches, just for like... second and then third, and then that leaves what Bryce at number four, which is like crazy because I fucking love Bryce. Like
it's gorgeous.
It great.
Yeah.
Like yeah,
yeah. Would you go, are there any of them you wouldn't do again?
No
yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, all right, well I'm gonna throw these in there. Why is the Grand Canyon at the bottom of all those? Is it because it's overrated?
It's really 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 overhyped. It is crazy full even when the weather is awful.
Yeah,
like insane amounts of full. It's wildly dangerous. People die there every year.
I mean, it's true.
And
hey,
like
people die every day.
All right, so like the same way that like Arches is kind of too small, Grand Canyon's almost like too big. Like you
like it's across three states almost.
Yeah, like that. You just you can't see it. And I'm not gonna lie, it feels fake as fuck when you're there.
Okay, that was the one thing. Like when I was at Grand Canyon, like overlooking, like it looks fucking fake. Like I'm sure it's beautiful, majestic, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But because it's so far away or whatever, it looks like a matte painting almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's cool. And again, like, these are the best of the best. There are, in my opinion, there are no bad national parks. If you make it to national park status, hell, if you make it to national forest status, I know that there's something gorgeous there.
Yeah.
Hell, there are state parks. I was like, oh, Steve, speaking of state parks, is Dead Horse above the Grand Canyon for you?
Yeah, probably. I mean...
It's just basically a mini Canyonland.
Dead Horse is just nothing before you get to the actual Canyonlands part, right? Dead Horse just like the...
They have a whole canyon and stuff, too. That's where they filmed... Dead Horse is where they filmed the Mission Impossible where he's climbing the side of the cliff.
Are you thinking Monument Valley?
No, it's Dead Horse State Park. I did the research. We didn't get a chance to explore it.
Oh, well, I don't know. Then, I don't know, maybe. I haven't got the chance to explore it. But, all right, how about Yellowstone, where we went October 2021 or whatever?
I enjoyed Yellowstone. It's really pretty. Yosemite's over Yellowstone for me.
Yosemite's over Yellowstone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is Yosemite over Canyonlands?
No, I think Canyonlands is solidly, like, my number five. Like, I think the big five are my top five. And don't get me wrong, Yosemite's fucking gorgeous, but it has the same problem. It's always fucking packed. 24/7. You can't do anything.
So all of the Mighty Five or whatever are above Yosemite. Is that what you just said?
At this point, yes.
And Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Yellowstone's my bottom.
Really?
And it's phenomenal.
What?
It's
Yellowstone.
It's phenomenal.
Granted, we went to Yellowstone and it was sleeting and whatever.
Yeah,
and
no, but it was beautiful and it was empty and I loved it. And we saw buffalo in the mist and we saw bubbling pots and all of that. But
what about big titties? I'm sorry, Grand Tetons.
Oh, Grand Tetons is really cool. Okay, maybe Grand Tetons is my bottom.
Oh, what? Big titties at the bottom?
Oh, like, it's so hard. How about you?
Yeah, I don't know.
How about you?
You know what? Let's see. Yosemite. I'll put that. You know what? I'll put Yosemite. Fuck. Right around Arches. Like, I'm thinking
Just above Bryce.
You know what? Just below Arches. I'll put Yellowstone above Arches.
Okay.
But yeah, below Bryce and Canyon.
That pushes Bryce into your fifth. How about... How about Yosemite?
Yeah, below Arches and Yellowstone goes above.
Okay. I'm gonna do it. Okay.
Yeah. Again, tens and tens pluses all around, but, you know.
This is like Sophie's Choice. Yeah. Like, don't get us wrong. Yeah. These are all amazing.
Gun to my head, though. Sorry, Arches, you're getting tag teamed by Yellowstone and Yosemite. Anyway, so yeah, that's our recommendations, our wonderful road trip. If you have any questions, hit us up. You know how to find us. You can find me on all the major podcasts on Everything I Learned from Movies, or directly on Twitter, Facebook, and Patreon at EILF Movies. That's
Everything I Learned from Movies. And everything at EILFmovies.com.
That's right. Babe, can we find you anywhere online?
Yeah, you can find me everywhere at Untidy Venus. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. I'm on all the social medias at Untidy Venus. You can also find me over at izzycreates.com and at the local Artisan Collective here in Ogden, Utah.
Yeah, guys, if you want to hear road trip stuff like this from us all the time, help finance us by going to the local Artisan Collective.
Woo-hoo!
Shit, we'll go on road trips to different
shows.
Join
our Patreon
and stuff.
At
EILF
Movies.
Yeah,
Patreon,
EILF Movies. Give us money. No, I don't know.
We'll start a Everything I Learned from Road Trips.
Yeah. We're spitballing ideas about how we're going to make this work.
Yeah.
Luckily, I work from home, which means I work remotely. How remotely, we may find out.
How good is the internet connection?
Okay. How flexible are those hours?
Steve's gonna rate the internet connection at the top 10 national parks across the country.
That's right. Grand Teton, 2 stars, would not recommend.
Not good for working from home.
Wind is too loud.
I was saying, oh, but it was Grand Teton where we saw the grizzly in the pasture.
Oh yeah, good shit, guys, get out there and see the world. Don't wait too long, why not? Hey, yeah. I mean, if you can take sushi, you can take your kids and all the other burdens you have lying around.
Right?
No,
but like Steve says, sees the world. Definitely see the world, but
yeah,
our country has so much to offer.
Dude, totally.
And here's the thing, like, it doesn't even have to be a national park. Look up the national monuments. Like, I mean, when we did our last road trip, we saw Colorado National Monument,
yeah.
Utah National Monument, Dinosaur National Monument. Like, these are things that people don't talk about. And then all your national forests.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all your state parks and forests. Like, there's such cool shit the states own.
Yeah, totally, guys. Yeah, check it out. Hey, guys, look around. Like,
yeah,
I don't care if you live in, you know, fucking Idaho or Wyoming or whatever. There's plenty of beautiful stuff out there.
You just happen to pick two that have, like,
Kansas? There's stuff in Kansas to check out. There's stuff in Nebraska. There's stuff in Queens, Yobo. Go check it out.
Yeah.
There's stuff outside of Queens. Go check out Long Island. You can take a bus there or something, or a ferry or
whatever.
New York
has a national park, right?
Like the state of New York, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Adirondacks or whatever the fuck the Catskills?
We don't call them those anymore.
Out of fear, change. No. But yeah, guys, get out there and see the world and enjoy yourselves. And if you have any questions or need tips or anything, hit us up. We'll gladly throw advice at you.
Totally. All right, here we go. Got the list of all the national parks. Yellowstone, Yosemite.
I'm going to cut this down from 2.5 hours. No.
Yellowstone, Yosemite, Zion, Grand Canyon National Park, Glacier National Park, Bryce Canyon, Arches, Grand Teton, Arcadia, Rocky Mountain, Shenandoah, Sequoia, Olympic, Death Valley, Denali National Park and Preserve, Redwood National and State Parks, Joshua Tree, Wrangell St. Elias, Badlands, Kenai Fjords, Canyonlands, Great Smoky Mountains, Capitol Reef, Gates of the Arctic, Dry Tortugas, which is not dry, it's all underwater.
A dry turtle?
Glacier Bay, Pinnacles, Voyagers, Big Bend, Hawaii Volcanoes, Carlsbad Caverns, Everglades, Black Canyon of Gunnarsson, Mount Rainier, Lake Clark, Katmai National Park, Isle Royale, Lassen Volcanic, Channel Islands, Great Sand Dunes, Guadalupe Mountains, Kings Canyon, Wind Cave, Kyoga Valley, Hot Springs, Mesa Verde, Petrified Forest, Biscayne?
Wait, where are you?
Biscayne?
Yeah, Biscayne National Park.
National Park, North Cascades, Theodore Roosevelt, and
Wait, Theodore Roosevelt's his own national park?
Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Oh. And Haleakala? I can say that.
I'm guessing that one's in Hawaii somewhere.
You know, weirdly, that one's in Ohio.
Nope, smack in the middle of Oregon.
So yeah, go do it.
So yeah, and I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. Have a good night, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on in the Congo? Things look pretty bad in the Congo right now. I hope you folks have lots of money.
Did you get the diamond?
No, the diamonds are here.
Kahega!
Stop eating my sesame cake!
Who's Kafka? Tell me!
Relax. You're in better hands than you should be.